This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Things change when the frackers come to town. There's heavy equipment all over the place, drilling rigs and the like. Sometimes there's a lot more money with leasing deals for mineral rights. There's also lots of debate over economic benefits versus environmental costs. It is a delicate and sometimes contentious balance in which there is money to be made by trying to keep the peace and quiet. From WCPN in Cleveland, Joanna Richards reports.
Carroll County in eastern Ohio was the original bird's eye for Utica shale gas development in the state. Trucks with Texas license plates now jam the roads alongside Amish buggies. Farmers are fixing up their houses as money from mineral leases rolls in. But for Frank Brothers, the price is too high.
As you can see, that's what's coming right at our door.
Even though their house sits on 21 forested acres, the Brothers family has been cooped up indoors with the windows closed since last March. That's when Blue Racer Midstream started the huge engines of its gas compressor station across the street. It's run pretty much 24/7 since. Brothers holds up a decibel meter at his front property line.
There you're hitting 87.
Compressors are needed about every 50 to 100 miles along pipelines to help move gas through them. They're always loud, but this situation is rare. Energy companies do usually shield the neighbors. And that's what's pushing what you might call a silent boom accompanying the oil and gas bonanza in noise abatement. Murray Stacy is VP of Shreveport-based Soundfighter Systems. He says the company got a ton of new business with development of the nearby Barnett Shale underlying Fort Worth, Texas.
Noise became a front burner issue for them because the sweet spot of the shale was literally underneath some of the more densely populated areas.
At the peak of Barnett development, Stacy says 80% of Soundfighter's business came from the shale gas industry. It's still about 60%. The demand for noise control in the Utica and Marcellus shales drew Canadian company Noise Solutions to open a branch in western Pennsylvania.
It was a growth of about 100%.
Business development engineer Tyler Mose shows me what his company can do. He leads me outside to a little building designed for loud equipment. One side is open, and another is walled off by a series of panels, a few inches thick and about a foot and a half deep. From inside the building, it's like you're looking through open window blinds. The panels are made of perforated sheet metal and sound-absorbing insulation. Listen to how Moses' voice sounds standing next to me outside.
So this is a silencer for a cooler fan assembly that would be cooling the jacket water on a compressor driver.
Now listen to what he sounds like from inside the building, talking through the row of panels. So I can't hear him at all, really. I can watch his mouth moving, but I can't hear anything. I'm going to walk around. Tyler, could you just keep talking for a minute?
The noise that's produced from that inlet fan going to the driver.
That's impressive. That kind of technology can reduce compressor noise from this to this. That's from a compressor station like the one we heard earlier, blasting at the Brothers family's home. I taped the first clip inside the noise barrier building, and the second about 8 feet outside it. John Schnickenberg is principal engineer for Dominion East Ohio, which owns this station. He says the effect isn't cheap.
We're probably talking in excess of $250,000.
But that has bought much better relations with the neighbors. Even with low oil prices, professional noise fighters are confident. Sound regulations are tightening, and gas producers profit on volume, so they're always trying to move more gas faster. That means stronger and louder compressors. Noise Solutions CEO Scott McDonald says his role is to referee.
We help to ensure harmony between the industry and the community.
That doesn't guarantee communities will embrace oil and gas development, but it might lower the volume on a little part of the debate. In Cleveland, I'm Joanna Richards for Marketplace.